Starcom Network News presents Year in Review 2019. This is the month of May. Wednesday, May 1st, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley, addressing May Day celebrations at the Barbados Workers Union headquarters, announced that private operators coming into the Transportation Augmentation Program would have to pay a small fee, but would also get duty-free concessions for the buses they imported. She also announced that St. Michael West Central MP Ian Gooden-Edgell would be the new chairman of the Transport Board following the resignation of Gregory Nichols. Tuesday, May 2nd, the Central Bank Governor Clevenston Haynes delivered the quarterly economic review for the first 3 months of the year, saying the outlook for Barbados' economy was positive.
The outlook for the Barbadian economy has become more favorable as macroeconomic indicators continue to improve in line with expectations under the BERT program. However, there remain significant downside risks that need to be monitored and managed to prevent policy slippage, including the potential for delays of large commercial projects, negative spillovers resulting from international economic developments, and the global trade tensions.
Saturday, May 4th, 46-year-old bread vendor Eaton Lycan was shot dead during a robbery just after midnight in an area at Country Park Towers near Country Road, St. Michael. Tuesday, May 7th, more than 3,000 students sat the Barbados Secondary School's entrance exam, commonly called the Common Entrance or 11+, at examination centers across the island. That night, the Jamaica House of Representatives approved a 90-day extension of the state of emergency in Western Jamaica after a lengthy debate. Friday, May 10th, the Barbados government defended the $27 million fee that was reportedly being paid to British firm White Oak to handle the restructuring of Barbados' external debt, insisting it was money well spent. Roy Morris, the press secretary to the Prime Minister Motley, issued a statement on the matter after the British newspaper The Financial Times published an article which criticized both the decision to hire White Oak as well as the size of their fee.
The government laid this contract with White Oak in Parliament several months ago in keeping with its commitment to full transparency. The government has also made it clear on and off the floor of Parliament that the savings that have come to the country amount to $99.55. This amounts to more than $1 billion in savings per year for each of the next 3 years and beyond.
But President of the Democratic Labour Party, Verla De Pisa, insisted government needed to explain why White Oak was hired, where it was being paid that amount, and where the money was coming from to pay them.
It is almost a year since that contract was put in place. As far as we are aware, the only advice that came from White Oak that was being followed was don't pay your debts. We're being told that Barbados has no money. How is White Oak to be paid?
The Barbados Union of Teachers complained that many teachers were afraid to go to work due to the threat of violence against them. President of the BUT, Sean Spencer, wanted a stricter enforcement of the rules that governed how children were expected to behave at school.
There are cases where persons have said they are still feeling the effects, psychological effects of having seen such episodes or having to actually work with said students after these episodes have occurred. Then you then indicate in some cases that you are uncomfortable. Persons are then being told you are the adult. But if you're the adult and a child assaults a member of staff, your colleague, and nothing is being done to actually deal with the issue at hand, you yourself may feel as though you are liable to suffer the same.
Barbados recorded yet another shooting death, that of a St. Michael man shot outside a house at Ruby Tenantry, St. Philip, about 8:30 the previous night. The deceased had reportedly been released on bail just 2 months earlier after being charged for gun and ammunition possession. Barbados-born international star Rihanna became the first woman of color to lead a house under the French luxury goods group Moët Hennessy Louis Vuitton. It was announced that she would be launching a label under the LVMH brand called Fenty after the singer's full name, Robin Rihanna Fenty. Sunday, May 12th, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley led those paying tribute to the late Harold Hoyt, the founder of the Nation Publishing Company, who had died that morning at the age of 78. Mr. Hoyt had suffered a stroke sometime previously. Ms. Motley hailed Mr. Hoyt's contribution to journalism and to Barbados overall.
Barbados has lost one of its great patriots, and I have lost a dear friend. It was with the most profound sense of personal sadness that I learned today of the passing of my dear friend and a true builder of Barbados, Harold Fitzherbert Hoyt. While Harold had been ailing for some time, and the nature and extent of his medical situation served as fair notice that his end might be near, that knowledge has not been nearly enough to blunt the impact of the news. The country has lost a prize son who has contributed more than his fair share to the development of post-independence Barbados.
Friday, May 17th, the International Monetary Fund again praised Barbados's progress with its economic recovery and transformation plan. Deputy Mission Chief of the Caribbean Division, Bert Van Selm, was speaking at the end of the latest IMF review of Barbados's program.
So we think the budget approved for fiscal year 1920 provides a solid basis for the targeted fiscal consolidation. The authorities stand ready to take additional measures, if necessary, to reach this targeted 6% primary surplus.
Meantime, Barbados's Prime Minister Mia Amor-Maudsley said the country was headed in the right direction, but that there was more work to be done. CEO of the National Cultural Foundation, Carol Roberts-Reefer, said a key change to the Pick of the Crop Calypso competition, having contestants perform one song, was voted on and agreed by a majority of the tent managers.
We looked at everything. We voted. I think we voted there, recall, more than once, more than twice, more than three times. I left it up to them. Vote, vote until you come to a decision. And among themselves, not the NCF, among themselves, they eventually came to a decision that you would judge one song on judging night.
Sunday, May 19th, the Barbados Labour Party began celebration of the one-year anniversary of its landslide election victory with a service at the James Street Methodist Church that morning. Prime Minister Maudsley thanked those who had given of their time to help the party and the government.
I want also to take this moment and to give thanks first to a number of you. I'd like to first thank those who were brave enough to sign away their life on this journey, because if you did not know it before, you now fully appreciate that you no longer belong to yourself or your families, but you belong to the people of Barbados. I also want to thank those who have agreed to help.
Tuesday, May 21st. Relatives of an Orange Hill St. James man were stunned at his violent death in the early hours of that morning, allegedly at the hands of his son. Monica Callender, the aunt of the victim, Cleophas Maynard, described him as a hard-working and enterprising man and model father, and said they were stunned that his son could have killed him in such a manner. Wednesday, May 22nd, Prime Minister Maudsley stated government's intention to retain ownership of the Grantley Adams International Airport, but disclosed plans for what she called a long-term concession on the facility.
After much discussions, we came to the view that the government would retain ownership of the Grantley Adams International Airport. We will eventually do a divestment partially of some limited shares to the National Insurance Scheme and to the workers of the airport, but that we would work to do a long-term concession on the airport because it is urgently in need of major capital refurbishment, and we are not satisfied that we are extracting the greatest possible value that we can from that institution.
The airport was to be leased to an entity which would have a concession to manage, operate, and develop the facility for a period of 25 to 30 years, and the deal would include expansion and upgrades to the airport. UK Prime Minister Theresa May was facing calls to resign amid a backlash against her Brexit plan from Conservative MPs. US President Donald Trump angrily lashed out at Democratic leaders' claims that he was engaged in a cover-up. It came after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi met fellow Democrats to discuss impeaching the president. Thursday, May 23rd, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi thanked the people of the country for giving him a historic mandate of five more years in office after a landslide victory in the general election. Friday, May 24th, Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May called it quits. Fighting back tears, Mrs. May announced that she would step down after failing to deliver Brexit, setting up a contest to install a new British Prime Minister who could pursue a cleaner break with the European Union.
I have done everything I can to convince MPs to back that deal. Sadly, I have not been able to do so. I tried three times. I believe it was right to persevere, even when the odds against success seemed high. but it is now clear to me that it is in the best interests of the country for a new Prime Minister to lead that effort. So I am today announcing that I will resign as leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party on Friday the 7th of June, so that a successor can be chosen. I will shortly leave the job that it has been the honour of my life to hold.
Former Foreign Minister Boris Johnson, the favourite to replace Mrs. May, was first out of the block, saying Britain should be prepared to leave the EU without a deal to force the bloc to offer what he called a good deal. Tuesday, May 28th, the Barbados government made it clear it was pressing ahead with the Hyatt Hotel project planned for Bay Street St. Michael. Fifth Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Kerry Simmons, stressing that such projects formed part of the government's growth agenda. Mr. Simmons was speaking as government went back to Parliament to vest in the Barbados Tourism Investment Incorporated land acquired at Bay Street St. Michael. That land was then sold to Visions Development Incorporated, the company behind the Hyatt project.
578.5 square meters of land are going to be acquired, and the Honourable Minister responsible for housing has made the point, sir, that it is supplemental to the previous acquisitions that we have done so that the parcels of land can be vested in the Barbados Tourism Investment Inc.
Wednesday, May 29th, the Barbados Water Authority warned that a severe drought was adding to a list of water supply challenges and might prompt the issuing of a prohibition notice. The BWA's general manager, Keith Roy Halliday, was speaking on VOB's Getting Down to Brass Tacks calling program.
In the meantime, you'll have seen us actively engaging the media in terms of water conservation tips, which is all part of the communications plan that we've been rolling out to sensitize Barbadians to the fact that we need to take ownership of our own water security at the individual level in terms of procuring or securing water as backup, as well as in terms of managing the use of our water judiciously.
And so ended the month of May 2019. Year in review, 2019.